Welcome to Birch Lane, where you can find a fresh take on classic furniture and decor. Every piece is handpicked and crafted to last for years to come. At Birch Lane, you can explore everything from outdoor sets to living room furniture and everything in between. And get fast, free shipping. It's classic style for joyful living. Shop now at birchlane.com.
Are your ulcerative colitis symptoms proving difficult to manage? Tremfya guselkumab can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. At 1 year, many patients taking Tremfya achieved clinical remission, and some patients also achieved endoscopic remission. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor if Tremfya can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi there, you.
Hey, how are you?
Fiona was hanging out with my favourite comedian last night and just casually drops it into conversation on the show.
Am I a name dropper? But because everyone always, my sister listens to the Young Hot Guys pod.
I do as well, to be fair, but I haven't listened in a couple of weeks.
Oh yeah, fair. But she always sends it to us when Dwayne is mentioned.
Oh yeah.
Like, and then I always say it to Shane and he's like, well, you talk about the people who you see. You're my work colleagues. You talk about it. And I'm like, it's so true. I'm going to mention you now. STB mentioned.
It was great to hear. Shane Dan Byrne is one of my favourite comedians. I've followed him for years.
Oh, he's killing it.
Some reason, he followed me back one day, right?
Well, me too, recently enough.
And for some weird reason that I love and I hope never ever changes, I'm on his close friend story. I've met him once.
That's wild.
I met him once and I was with Pippa and I felt really cool because she loves him. And I'm like, I'm on his close friend story. If you want to know what's happening in his life, you know, just ask me. But I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't divulge that information.
I have to say, Fiona, he's been going on about Shane Dan Byrne for years.
Oh, he's just so good. He's the best in Ireland right now.
He's absolutely top tier. He's brilliant. I've seen him live so many times to the point where I don't even tag him in Instagram anymore because I think he's going to think I'm weird.
He's one of those people that, like, me and Dwayne have a few jokes because you hear comedians' jokes again and again, and he'd have some that we would like quote at home.
I quote
like they're like
all the time.
Legacy.
But him and Tony Cantwell, I would quote
very,
on a daily
very
with
good.
Pippa.
Love it. This is so random. There's a comedian, American comedian called Jim Elliot. I probably quote him the most. He has this joke about being told he's got a tan in work. And it's like someone, like an Irish woman is like, the colour of you. And he's like, the colour of you? Where I come from? Washington, D.C.? Not a compliment, my friend. We say it about 8 times a day.
Not a compliment.
Not a compliment, my friend.
I love that.
1038. Dublin. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Are we Wednesday?
It's Wednesday today.
Oh, thank God for that. Lads, I went out for a Chinese last night.
Ooh.
A sit-down Chinese.
Yes.
You have some life, man.
I don't think that they should be a thing. I do have some life, you're right.
3 days before payday.
See, do you know why? I didn't get a dog.
Ah, come on.
Hey, this is true.
Seamus would love it.
So I can live my life.
That's true.
I'm free to do whatever I want. But I went for a sit-down Chinese and I just think we need to get rid of them. I just think they're a takeaway thing. They should not be a sit-down meal thing.
Well, the whole culture of the Chinese is always upstairs above a pub. You go up to it, you go for your graduation. I love a sit-down, sit-in Chinese.
There's a great one in Waterford. My granny and I love a sit-down Chinese. Actually, there's two. But otherwise, I know what you mean. It's kind of like going into Domino's for a sit-down meal.
The only sit-down Chinese I know that has an upstairs is the one in Castle Knock.
If you start looking, you'll realise
the limit
how many Chinese
exist.
Really? They're all upstairs, especially local. Like
this one village. Wasn't. This one was on
was town,
Camden Street. It was ground floor. Boring.
That's your first mistake.
Yeah. That must have been why I didn't vibe with it.
It wasn't
enough stairs.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
A summer's number one hit music station and highs of 21 degrees today across Dublin.
God,
after just a little weird incident yesterday.
I don't know what that
falling
was.
From the sky, but that's in the past now. Let's not stress about it. Let's move
everyone
on.
Yesterday being like, that's it now.
Yeah.
That's summer
that
over.
Was a good summer, wasn't it?
But now it's back.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Back, girls. That was only a few.
We just needed to eat, not get the dust off the streets.
We did. We did.
The smell of weed around town now is something else.
Oh, lordy. So, yeah. Well, that was a blessing.
I didn't recognise that.
That's been pretty tacky.
You need to open your nostrils
okay.
to what's out there. Anyway, on that note, I'm getting married soon.
Yay!
Speaking of weed. Nostrils. So, I was chatting last week about our little print off wedding, save the dates. So, we originally just WhatsApped to save the dates, everyone save on paper, you know yourself, this is sustainable queens. But then Dwayne he's a sentimental guy, my fiance, and he wanted to print them in a little card form so he could frame one for
That's
a memory. Cute. Turns out he printed 100 of them. He's been leaving them everywhere. Ever since I mentioned that on the show, he's now left one in the fridge, on the toilet seat, just obviously 100 on my pillow.
Did he mean to print 100?
Yeah. Oh,
and
he
this
knows
is
what
specifically
he's doing.
For the joke.
I think he wanted to.
He probably wants to hand a few out to people when he sees friends and stuff. They probably got the WhatsApp. It's like, ah, here, like.
But I think he's just committed to this because of my resistance. Like, okay. he's handed me a few of them, and I'm like, no, I don't want them. So now he's like, well, I'll hand you 100 of them.
I remember the date.
Yes, exactly.
I'll be there, Dwayne.
Yeah, I think I will be in attendance. So there's a couple in the US of A who have also done something creative with their wedding invites, and I'll just whoever wrote this article about them was having a pun field day, so I'll give them their flowers. Okay, couple replaces paper wedding invitations with edible alternative loaf at first sight.
Hey,
no way.
Loaf is in the air. Okay, same pun, but used in a different way. We love it. A couple has gone viral for their unique wedding invitations, and people are eating it up. All right. So
did you write this?
I could never. I'm not good at puns. So I thought it was initially going to be a slice of bread with the wedding invite, and I was like, that's cool. But no, she sent a full loaf of bread to people, and it has like her wedding logo embossed on the side.
Very well for
the bread. Does it still fit in the toaster? Like, is it a useful loaf?
Yeah. No, it's a nice looking loaf of bread. So here we go. And apparently it was much cheaper as well than a paper invite, she said. And the bride was concerned initially that her older guests would find their out of the box wedding invite crummy. Okay. But they all got a good rise out of it.
Hey,
that's enough of that. Apparently it was, significantly cheaper than doing a traditional paper invite. But the wedding, it's all the details, the date, the venue, the dress code, that was printed on a cardboard component of the packaging. So it's like, okay, so you did still print.
So you still printed. You gave them the
invite,
save
you just added bread.
And a loaf of bread.
Yeah, which is great. Look, people are hungry. The kids are hungry. But I was thinking, what are the... So I only sent out my save the dates. I do need to send out the official invites as well.
I love every time she talks about her wedding, she just talks about it. It's the biggest pain in her She literally just rolled her eyes and I have to send out the invites as well.
I'm just trying not to do too much with it, girl. The woman who got fired from here asked me, how's wedding planning going? And she's like, it's stressful, I'm trying to do mine as well. And I was like, honestly, it's not. Like, it's kind of like 30th. Like, it's a stressful issue. Like, what's the big deal?
It's like 30.
I'd say I'll get to the morning of and be like, we have nothing. I have no dress. But it's grand. Okay, so when I send out the invites, I was thinking, how can I do this alternatively? First, I could print the invites and paste them on the side of the Don't Sit Here signage on Drury Street. Because everyone who's anyone is going to see that.
That's so true. Good.
Anyone
the coolest
I care
of the
about.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you so much. Okay. Every time people collect their club card points from Tesco, on the app, they get one more bit of information about the wedding, okay? First the date, then the venue.
Is this like a brand deal with Tesco?
If they're listening, please. Then the dress code, then finally, a few days before, who's getting married.
Okay.
So they've got this invite and they're like, whose wedding am I going to?
Go on, open down to Tesco, get another pint of milk in, lads, if you want to see what the crack is
keep
here.
Keep going back for more. I could collab
she
with...
She just really loves when Tesco get money.
Yeah, please. I could collab with D&G or another Irish estate agent to get the event details printed onto all the looking to sell leaflets they put through everyone's letterbox 19
good.
Times
very nice.
A day.
Yeah, brilliant.
Finally, I could get the wedding details printed or tattooed as a tramp stamp and just put a picture up of that on my close friends.
I mean? I think that would do the finest.
I love to hear, like, specifically on close friends, just because that's not for the main.
I'll say it on the radio, but
yeah, I'll say it on the main. I'll get it tattooed, but that's not for the main.
The receipts now, we'll put that in close friends. Yeah?
That's for the fin stuff.
Oh my God.
Do you ever find, I don't know what it is, but say for example, this is random that this thing just came to my head, genuinely, Barney the Dinosaur, yeah?
Okay.
You talk about Barney the Dinosaur reminiscing with your sister, and then three times that week, Barney stuff comes up, and it's just a bit weird.
The time.
And then no one mentions Barney again for 4 years, 5 years, 6 years.
I always think about that about people. I'm always like, oh, I wonder how they're doing, and they'll walk around the corner.
Yeah, they'll be kind of back in your life somehow. Anyway, in this week's case, it's all around Mr. Daniel O'Donnell. I can't do his accent.
I love to hear it.
Wee Daniel.
Yeah.
So, Fiona, you brought us this on Monday that your mum's friend's mum. Okay, so your mum has a mate, and her mum is a huge Daniel O'Donnell fan, and that is Mary. And she was due to go to his gig recently, and unfortunately she fell ill and ended up in hospital. So when your mum's friend went, she got to meet Daniel, and Daniel recorded this beautiful message for Mary, who was sick in hospital. Dave kind of started this when you started talking about it, being like, I just don't get it.
I didn't understand
Daniel O'Donnell. Like, I don't understand.
He was a non-believer.
I just was like, God, everyone seems so obsessed with him, but like, it seems to be a meme, and like, there's people on TikTok who like have a calendar of Daniel O'Donnell, and each month they flip the thing. You see what I mean? Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
But now I get it.
But then, by the end of hearing the very kind video that Daniel took backstage to send to Mary in hospital.
Wee Daniel.
Dave is now in love, I think.
He's a great
guy. Daniel O'Donnell. Yeah. In case you missed that video on Monday's show, it sounded like this.
I know you were supposed to be here tonight, but you're in the hospital. And I hope that you'll recover. And the next time, please God, we'll be about, you'll be here with bells on. God bless and lots of love to you.
She better wear bells next time she goes.
Oh, she'll have it. If it's a request from Daniel, she will be a walking bell.
So that was just information on Monday. We were all like, Daniel O'Donnell, what a great guy. And I'm now realising that when he's not on stage entertaining the masses of people who tend to be that little bit older, he's recording videos for fans.
Oh yeah.
So my granny Phyllis, she is 91 years old now, and her sister Mairead turned 90 last week.
Okay.
So she was heading off to Wexford for a 2-night stay in a hotel with a big gang of that side of the family, and she was really excited and all the rest. So in the wider family WhatsApp group yesterday, a video arrives, and this time it's for Mairead.
Stop.
Oh,
my grandaunt.
Hello, Mairead. This is Daniel O'Donnell here with a wee message to wish you a very, very happy 90th birthday.
Oh, my God.
I hope that you're having a great day and celebrating in style with all your family and friends gathered.
Now, this is another video. This time it was taken at home, right? This guy, I hope
this
Daniel's
poor
making
man.
A few quid off this.
In the hills
honestly.
Of Donegal. No.
But there's no bit of peace for this man.
You listening, you might know how much I'm obsessed with my granny Phyllis, and I was waiting for the video. I was like, please, please tell me she gets a mention. And she does.
And hello to Phyllis, too. I hope that you're well. And look forward to seeing you in Killarney, Mairead. And take care. And lots and lots of love.
It's the way he does, not lots of love. And lots and lots of love.
Say the poor fella. Just be having a phone in front of his face and it's like, right, who's this one for?
Yeah.
What's the occasion?
Yeah.
Right, Grant. Hello, Mary. How are you? happy 70th and have a great day. Next.
And please, God,
Dave and I worked in a radio station in Waterford, and it was in the same building as another radio station that was just kind of a local radio station. And there was a show that they put on in the evenings, which was kind of that country music style as well and kind of targeted at that older person. And the guy who hosts that show, his name is John O'Shea, and he is absolutely loved among that age group, right? It's like their
Not
Facebook.
The John O'Shea from Waterford.
No. A radio host called John O'Shea. And it's kind of like there's such a community thing. Like, we're dossing on our phones and Instagram. A lot of people that age group are listening to John O'Shea, and they're hearing about like someone that they know and how they're getting on and stuff. When Dave and I were working on an evening show at different points, say there would only be two people in the building, Dave or I at that time, and John O'Shea.
Yeah.
And I tell you, walking past John O'Shea's desk, the letters, the mail, the presents being dropped into him all the time. He's a superstar.
Yeah, he really
and
was.
And I think that's the same with Daniel O'Donnell.
It must be so gratifying. Do you know Daniel has had to issue like several warnings being like, I will never contact you asking for money, because I think people know, obviously his fans are older, there's scams all the time.
No.
Oh my God.
People's DMs being like, hi, it's sweet Daniel. I need to borrow €100 to pick up Magella. It's there. most you. They're the most targeted.
That's genius, to be fair.
So he has to issue like disclaimers all the time, being like, I don't have any social media. I'll never contact
no
you.
Way, yeah. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, people are so mean.
My
aren't
God.
They?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona here, and we kicked off a brand new show on Spin on Monday, Jamie and Faye. And I have to say, lads, I was there last night, and I'm off on holidays on Friday, and I was just doing a bit of packing and had one of those nights where you just need a bit of company when you're in the room folding and thing. And I threw them on at 8:30. And I have to say, lads, I was lolling. I found them fantastic company.
You sound surprised. She's Pat Short's daughter. Of course you're lolling.
Emma's like, I did something crazy. I turned on the radio.
Turn on Spin.
But you know, like when you're a teenager and you'd go to your room and listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Get Jamie and Faye on in the evenings. They are great crack, whether you're out and about or just at home if you have one of those evenings to yourselves. I would highly recommend. They're flying it.
But not tonight, because tonight is a big night.
Oh.
God, that's good. The Europa League final, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Oh, Manchester United.
All right.
Versus
those other guys.
Jersey lads.
God, that was very yay sport of you. Spurs.
Ah, are they crap as well?
Yeah. They are, thankfully, yes. Thankfully, yes.
I didn't realise they were crap as well. Were they not meant to be good at one point?
The two teams who have done the worst in the Premier League this season, that apart from the three that are being relegated, are now in contention for a Champions League spot.
Who cares though about this, really? It's not a big deal. It's huge. Is the Europa League a big deal?
Europa League final is a huge deal. Because, as I said, the winner gets into the Champions League.
Gotcha.
Can you imagine the 16th or the 17th place in the Premier League getting into the Champions League? It's not fair, but I'm here for it. I absolutely love it.
Gotcha.
All right.
You're not champions
of Europe. We will be, potentially. Shush now for a second. Obviously, it's kicking off tonight at 8 o'clock. That is the final. Having the final on a Wednesday is disgusting, by the way. I absolutely hate it. But look, here we are. So kicking off at 8 o'clock, it's in Bilbao in the San Mamés or something like
ooh.
That. So what I'd like to do is go through a couple of predictions with the two of you and see how we do, but we'll revisit tomorrow. So I presume you're going to watch the match.
I would not miss it.
Of course, for the
enough
world.
Not for the world.
Mm-mm.
Okay, here we go. So Fiona, I would like you to tell me the result after 90 minutes.
Spurs and Man United now, yeah? So you know the crack there.
Yeah. Those teams.
After 90,
big,
after 90
big
minutes. Though,
there.
Keep in mind.
2-1.
2-1-2?
United.
2-1 United. Okay, perfect. Thank
you,
Emma.
I can't believe you assume that Man United are going to score any goals.
Why are they bad? What, I thought.
You stop laughing so heavily at that. It's not even that funny.
They're not very good at scoring goals for the last long time.
Is that not their main
thing?
We'll
get there. Yeah, but they don't. They just can't do it.
Emma, give us a score prediction there.
Nil all.
Nil all after 90 minutes.
Yeah, we'll go to penalties.
Okay, interesting. Who will lift the trophy? Fiona?
Yeah, I will. United.
You think United?
Yeah.
Okay, Emma?
Oh, I'm going to say Spurs.
You're going to say Spurs? Just to
jazz it up.
And Emma, you think the method of victory will be penalties?
I think so, yeah.
And Fiona?
Just winning the match normal. Normal style. Missionary.
After 90 minutes?
Missionary. Yeah.
Just vanilla. Just vanilla way.
Now, and so Emma, you think both teams will score and, Emma, you don't think both teams will score? Fiona,
not in the 90 minutes.
You do. Fiona, can you tell me which team will score first?
Spurs
will score first down.
Yeah, and they'll think they have it. But
now I have a sheet for you of both the United players and the Spurs players.
Thanks, Dave.
Who will most likely be playing tonight? Most of them. First goal scorer.
Which side is who?
So red is United, white is Spurs.
That makes sense.
There you go. So who will be the first goal scorer, Fiona?
You said
Spurs, so flip it over.
Oh, sorry about that. Johnson, Brennan Price.
That is most likely going to score.
I know him.
He's like top scorer of the season for Spurs.
There
he's
you
like
go,
11
yeah.
goals or something
I
like that.
Man United are going to be the first to take a penno.
Okay, interesting. Who's going to take that?
Tyrell Malacia.
Malacia, very nice. Malacia. Okay, Malacia. Yeah. He hasn't played in a while, but that's fine. and how many corners?
17.
17 corners. And lastly, will Bruno Fernandes score?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we revisit tomorrow.
Oh, this was fun. I presume, Dave, having been out last night, that means you're going to be out again tonight.
I don't know, but yeah, probably.
When does it end?
I hate this week.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
This week on the show, we're teaming up with Vodafone, Ireland's most reliable network. Vodafone wants to show you how enriching it is to connect with people and how it has the positive power to change the way you look at life, people and communities. Ultimately, inspiring us to connect to more, showing that every connection counts.
And they've given us a €200 one-for-all voucher to give away each day this week. So every day on the show, we're going to play you a stranger's tale, a story from a stranger about strangers, and we've blanked a word out of the story. So if you can guess the missing word and we call you back, you will win that €200 one-for-all voucher.
I'd love a €200 one-for-all voucher, lads. Mm.
It's one of those things you always forget to have.
Mm.
To like, right, and then you remember right after you've paid for something.
Yeah.
And I know like, that. Ah, crap.
I don't know how much the client would love this story in relation to them, but I'm going to tell the story anyway. Many years ago in my house in Dublin, when we lived, the girls and I were all living together, one of the girls' friends came over one night. We were all having a few at home and they came over to join us or whatever, but they'd been out. Anyway, the long and short of it is one of the guys got sick on our rug, right?
Okay.
And he was mortified, like absolutely mortified. The poor fella was in a bad way. And the next day, what arrives at the door for the three of us each was a €100 one for all voucher.
What the hell?
The poor guy had such bad fear, he arrived at the door in our letterbox saying, "I'm so sorry." And for each of us left €100.
€100
voucher.
I mean, just is insane.
Get them a new rug. Don't
I
get
know,
them a voucher.
Yeah, yeah, the poor
Maybe
fella.
He didn't know where it was from, and that's the beauty of a one
for
all.
Hello. Oh, sure, get that with the one for all. Will we? That'll be with the one for all.
€100 in total would have been fine.
I know. The poor guy was in it. Yeah. Okay, listen, what we're going to do here, as Fiona just mentioned, you're going to hear a stranger's tale, and one of the words is blanked out. If you can identify what that word is, you'll win a €200 one for all voucher if we call you back. All right, so have a listen to the story this morning.
So I'm from a rural town and missed my train home one night, and it was too far to get a taxi, and there was another girl there in the same situation as me. So we got talking and it turned out that she was going to a village near me. Her agreed to come and pick her up, and she then offered me a lift. I hit it off with him and we kept in touch and we're now married with a kid.
Oh, wow.
Okay, cool. Okay.
That's a cool story.
That is a cool story.
Cool story, bro.
The good thing about this is we've multiple choice, and I believe there was a little kind of hint of a gender there.
Yeah, right? Someone came to pick
them up and they said, and now he. Yeah. So the multiple choice options we have are sister, brother, subtle mother, hint. Or dog.
Right. Well, I don't think it's the dog.
She married the dog?
Unless that's his nickname. Around the rural town.
Maybe so.
Dog.
The dog.
You got that dog in him.
Give it a try. He a dirty dog.
He got that dog.
What does that even
he
mean?
He chow down all night. It can mean anything with the right inflection.
Wow. A, sister, B, brother, mother, C, or D, dog.
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 Say it right.
D-A-W-G.
Sorry,
you got that dog. In.
Put some respect on his name.
It's not dog.
WhatsApp, what you think the answer is. 087-711-1038. Your name and location. Throw that over there as well. And a €200 one for all voucher could be yours. All but thanks to Vodafone this morning. Muireann is standing by this morning. How are you?
Oh, my God.
So good. Come here. Is it Muireann or Muireann?
You said the same name twice.
Muireann. Muireann. Yeah, so your name is spelled really simply. I love that. M-U-R-R-O-N. No mess, no ambiguity.
Muireann.
Muireann.
Dave was just trying to be a licorice with a real Irish pronunciation.
I know.
He was like,
I did. Muireann.
I did write down M-U-I-R-E-A-N-N. Just, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm being with, I really like, you know, your morning TV show. I think it's fantastic. Muireann, how are you today? What's the crack?
I'm just on the way to work.
What do you do?
I work for an insurance company.
Very Ooh. Good. Car insurance, home insurance?
Yeah, all of that.
Oh, very good.
Do you get a tough time at the moment, Muireann? Because isn't everyone raging about the cost of insurance?
Yeah, but I don't really deal with... Like,
you're not,
customer-facing,
so OTG.
I used to work... I live in the same house as two people who worked in insurance, and God, they'd be getting screamed at.
Oh, I'd imagine so. Yeah, I'd imagine bad. So. All right, well, Muireann, we have blanked out a tiny bit of that story from that person. What do you think the answer is? Is it A, sister, B, brother, C, mother, or D, dog?
I think brother.
You think B for brother.
Let's check on that.
Her brother agreed to come and pick her up.
Nice. Get married.
Very good. That's a cute story.
I love it. That's what we call a meet cute.
A meet cute is right. Muireann, congratulations. You have just won yourself a €200 one for all voucher. Oh, thanks to Vodafone.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Congrats, Muireann.
What a random start to your morning, huh?
Yeah, this is so crazy. I wasn't actually expecting you to call me at all.
There you go.
I love it.
Take a chance. All right, we appreciate you listening, Muireann. Have a fantastic day.
Bye, hon.
Thank you so much. You guys too.
Aw, bye, Marin.
1038 Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning.
Hello. How are we?
Ya? We're all here. Emma, Dave, and Fiona. What's going on with you?
Whole crew's here. A big comedy week for me this week. I was at some stand-up last night as a punter, not as a performer myself. I was at the Sugar Club to see Frankie Monroe.
I saw your story.
Love him, actually.
He doesn't look familiar.
No, he's from the UK, and I gigged with him last year at the Paddy Power Comedy Festival, and he is kind of like a clown vibe. So he does this character. So his name's Joe, the real guy, but he does this character called Frankie, who is the runs a working man's club in Yorkshire,
right.
And he wears this old suit and he puts in like massive shoulder pads. That's... and he covers his face in pseudo cream and he wears rubber gloves on his feet, which I shouldn't reveal because that's the end of the show.
Spoiler.
But then it ends on a high anyway.
Oh, it does. At the end of the show, he took like marigolds featured a little bit throughout the show, but at the end of the show he took off his shoe and he was wearing a rubber glove and he lifted it up and just this sweat dripped out and we all died and he was like, it's been a long show. So yeah, I was on with him last year at the comedy festival and it was kind of like a compilation show and it had Tommy Tiernan was who everyone was there to see.
Yeah.
So, I remember that last year I went along and the queues to get into the Tommy's tent.
Oh yeah.
I think I'd gone to Jason Byrne or whatever, who I love.
Also great.
Yeah.
But so everyone who's there to see Tommy, I guess kind of like standard comedy audience looking for normal jokes about observational comedy. And then opening the show is this insane clown from Yorkshire who has a song about a trowel. Don't touch Frankie's special trowel. Trowel. I'll send it on to you guys. He is incredible. But we went...
I'm grand, actually. Thanks.
No, seriously. It's one of the best shows I've ever seen. We went with our pals Shane Daniel Byrne and his boyfriend Raymond, and me and Dwayne arrived a bit late. And we noticed Shane was sitting in like the second row,
yeah,
which I think is quite bold as a comedian. We were like, do you want to be part of the show? Like,
yeah,
are you in it? And we all ended up being part of it except Shane. He was like, I'm dying, I can't be in it. We were like, you chose the seat. But yeah, we all got to sing along. We all got to touch Frankie's special trowel. Would recommend highly if he's ever in town again. Don't touch Frankie's special trowel.
The sweaty clown.
From Yorkshire. If you want to touch a trowel,
I'll sing
on
us out.
Choosing.
Trowel. Don't touch it. It's Frankie's special trowel. Trowel.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Listen, you this morning, help me out here. 087-711-1038. I want to know if this was like a country thing or if this happened in Dublin at all. Essentially, off the air the other day on our podcast, Fully Charged Recharged, we were chatting about school and I was fairly studious in school. I gave it a good lash and I used to do not just normal after school study, but I also did late study. And I don't know if that was necessarily a thing. I don't think, Dave, it was even a thing in your school.
I didn't even do study.
Yeah, okay. Fiona, was there late study in your school?
Well, yeah, when I repeated the Leaving Cert, it was mandatory 3 hours a night. So what do you
mean? My God.
I know, but it was boot camp.
Right.
It was like everyone who did so bad and they really whipped us into shape. It was absolutely gas.
We had it as well, but it was only like till 5 and you didn't have to do it.
No, okay. We had to do it till 7 or something.
Well, our school used to finish around, I think it was like 25 to 4 we'd finish class and then you'd be in normal study from 4 till 6. And then you'd go back in at 6:15 until 8. And that was late study, yeah. It was a long day.
It's like an 11-hour day.
Did you do that all year?
I did that. I think I did that in second year and then obviously all across third year.
Because
I was so stressed about my junior cert, guys. I really wanted to do well.
Your parents should have been like, it means nothing, relax.
Emma, second year.
And then I did it in fifth and sixth year. So yeah, I did. I was in school a lot. But basically, the thing that I brought up to Dave and Fiona, they were like, what? Was between normal study finishing and late study starting, a queue of cars used to show up. Now, this was a school that was like a community school bringing loads of like villages and towns together. So, for example, I didn't grow up in anywhere near a big town. And there was like obviously schools independently in those towns, but all the wider communities in between would go to this community school. So people's parents would drive from miles and miles away and would... we'd all be standing outside at 6 o'clock waiting for your mom or your dad to drop in your dinner.
Sorry.
For this,
so they'd
this is
be
the cutest thing I've ever heard.
But the other thing about it was as well, if there was neighbours or friends, say where my parents lived out in the, where I lived out in the countryside, and they were dropping in a dinner for their kid, they'd take it in turns picking up dinners to do the drive of the 5 miles into the school. So you'd be queuing up to your, like, your friend Sarah's mom, being like, "And did my mom give you my dinner? Oh, thanks, Mel."
Oh,
you go
my
back
God.
In, and it would be like whatever they're having at home. Could be a curry, could be a roast, could be whatever was going on at home. Now the odd day you might take a little break and give your parents break and be like, "I'll have a pot noodle, I'm grand." But like most times of the week, they would drop in your dinner.
And what would you full dinner, like with the knife and fork and everything?
Knife and fork wrapped up. They'd have the
they give you the knife
over
and
the
fork.
Plate. And a whole lot, yeah.
So your whole school just smelled of gravy.
It did. And there was one teacher, in fairness to him, John, I can't remember his, John, Mr. Heenahan, he'd give us his classroom to all have our dinners. He'd be like, "You go in there," and he put a microwave in as well if anyone needs to reheat his, their dinner.
Oh,
he'd be
God.
Like, any ends
bought a
on
microwave.
Any ends
like,
on that beef?
That'd be awful. Like, you just imagine the smell. I don't even like allow chipper
like,
in my car.
Ah, come on.
What did you get today? Oh yeah, the next day when anyone had a class in that teacher's class, it would stink if everyone said it the night before, like gravy on the tables and all. But look, I just want to know if this was a thing at all in Dublin. If you did do late study, what did you eat in the meantime? Was dinner brought in by your parents or guardian or whoever was looking after you a thing in any stretch of the imagination? Or is this just a good old country thing?
This is crazy to me.
I mean, what would they be doing in Dublin? Like bringing in the roast dinner on the Lewis? Like, you know what I mean?
I know. Well, I don't know. Like, we had, like, you'd have a packed lunch. Like, and if you were, I'd imagine if you were staying late, you'd probably just go and get something.
Yeah, pot noodle, as you say.
Pot noodle or something in the canteen. Like, the school canteen would probably stay open.
Oh, right. No, it wouldn't have been for us. It would have been closed down after lunch.
Right, okay.
Was there big competition then among the parents to, like, bring the best dinner?
Maybe. It wasn't something I discussed with them, but maybe in their own head they were like, "Oh, I heard now it's that young one got a good
idea."
What was the thing that when you peeled off the tin foil that you were like, "Yes!"
Oh, probably, like, lemon chicken and rice.
Oh, nice. And what were you like, "No."
Anything kind of stewy.
Ugh.
Yeah, anything that was
you don't like stew.
Yeah, I'm much more into it now. But yeah, growing up, nah, that wasn't my thing. Now I'd be like, "Oh, yum," but at the time I was like, "Yuck."
Yeah, yeah,
that sucks. Give me chips and waffles.
Yeah. I love this.
Yeah, listen, was dinner at for study a thing for you in school? A simple yes or no. We'll do a tally on this and just figure out for once and for all. A little bit of surveying on the radio this morning. Was this a thing in Dublin whatsoever? Yes. Or no in a WhatsApp. Share the no's if there are no as well. If it's 100% no, I'm just interested. I'm curious and nosy. Yes or no to 087 711 1038 on WhatsApp, please. We're asking this morning, was dinner at late study a thing for you? Simply yes or no. I was telling you that I went to school in the countryside, and I was growing up in like rural County Waterford. Went to community school, and when I was doing late study, there'd be a queue of cars. God, it's so true that like you only appreciate the stuff your parents like did for you when you get a bit older, being like, that must have been such a pain in the backside for them. But like loads of parents would be dropping in dinners for in between early study finishing at 6 and late study kicking off a 6:15 until 8, and we'd all go to this one classroom and all have our dinner or whatever, and there was this one guy in particular, he used to always get desserts as well.
Stop.
He'd always have like something at home, bit of banana bread, bit of something.
Oh my God.
I just imagine they're eating like melted ice cream.
Yeah. In the two wafers.
Yeah.
But instead, you know, when you're in school, I probably was after having my fourth Kinder Bueno of the day at that stage. I was probably grand.
Yeah,
oh my God, Kinder Bueno was such a school
event. This is so cute though at the same time. Yeah. Like,
but I'm wondering if this was a thing in Dublin. Yes, we always dropped in dinner, or no, what are you on about, Orla?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Coke and noodles for life.
I was thinking, Orla, listen to Emma's story. I was like, oh my God, her parents like loved her.
Yeah, must be nice.
Yeah, mine went from work, home, had their dinner, and then came back and got me.
Yeah, that's fair enough. There was a lot of driving involved. It was a pain in the backside, to be honest with you. So you were surviving on what, Coke and noodles?
Coke and noodles, and if you forgot, then you starved till you got home.
Yeah.
That was the Dublin way.
That was the Dublin way, yeah.
No information going into your head, actually starving, but there you go.
No, all I did in study was do my homework, and then I was like, yeah, I got loads done, Mum.
That's good, though.
And tell me this, Orla, did you have to do study? Was it mandatory?
Yeah, no, I didn't have to, but I was the type of student that just couldn't actually study without being told to.
Without a coconut noodle.
Same as me.
Yeah, without a coconut noodle for life. Yeah.
And come here, Orla. When you were making your coconut noodle, did you put the vegetables in?
No, absolutely not.
See, that's it. That's why you couldn't do your homework.
She's a woman after my own heart.
you didn't have those five peas.
The dried up sweet corn.
Orla, thank you very much for that.
No problem. You have a good day.
You too, Orla. Good luck.
One of my favourite moments from late study I just remembered was we had this one teacher doing supervision one night, and he was like in the school, a very charismatic teacher. People got on with him really well. He'd kind of be on your level. But he was strict when he needed to be, obviously. So he was on this late study duty, and two of the lads, it was quite blatant to everyone, were passing notes to each other, chatting away. And you could see him kind of giving them the nod and the wink and like, stop now, you know, I can see where you're at.
Yeah.
But eventually he just came down and threw the hand down on the desk to be like, give me that note.
Ooh.
And your man looked him in the eye, looked at his friend, looked at the note, looked at the teacher, looked at his friend, looked at the note. And just crunched up and ate it.
Yeah. I was waiting for that.
Swallow the bloody thing. I remember the teacher just like in the whole place just broken.
Like a SIM card in love hate.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Well, you know what? You asked the question. You said, was dinner at late study a thing? And 100% of people who have got in contact
really?
Have said no. It was absolutely not a thing. You just either starved until you got home, or you had a pot noodle, or you went to the shop and got like a roll or something like that. But the thing is, like, I didn't go to school in Dublin. I went to school in Drogheda. I kind of went to school in the country as well. It's not really the country, but you know what I mean. It wasn't a thing. The only person I know who would have dinner was the fella who lived next door to the school. We'd all be so jealous. He'd go home for dinner.
I love that.
At lunchtime, go home for a full hour. Oh, it was class. I'd be so jealous of him.
So it's really making me think of the lads in my school who'd have it. You know when they'd have that massive, like GAA size, like lunchbox of pasta, and it would stink, and it would have like tuna and every smelly yolk in it, and it would just be like the size of a car.
Yeah.
And then there was this other lad, and he used to have spaghetti hoops, but the spaghetti hoop tin that had sausages inside it as well, and he used to eat it cold out of the tin.
Oh, we did it.
And what all this is making me, Ben, if you're listening, you are sick. Right, I used to just have microwave meal, I'd say, pot noodle, or well, cocoa was my brand of choice, thank you, shout out, but it would have been a micro meal. Or
these days there's so many options around as well with like the fit foods and stuff like that, if you were into it,
that's the oldest thing you've ever said. There's so many options these days.
There's plenty of choice.
We didn't have choice.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
But unfortunately, for now, we're going to have to talk about this.
I'm Peppa Pig.
I am raging.
I thought we were giving this whole thing a wide berth.
I love the way it died.
Oh, it died.
It's so crap. Listen.
God, that's terrifying.
I wish this story would die.
But what is this story?
It's only been born. So if you haven't heard of this, I'm jealous of you. Peppa Pig's mom, Mummy Pig, announced her pregnancy a few months ago. She's quickly given birth. It was all over the news yesterday.
Should we do a collective Peppa Pig in congratulation?
No, we won't do that.
Peppa Pig.
No. I know I meant to say yes to what you're offering out, but that's going to be a hard no this morning, Dave. So, it was announced yesterday on Good Morning Britain, in case you missed it.
Daddy Pig has just shared these pictures of Peppa's brand new baby sister, Evie, named after Mummy Pig's Aunt Evie. She was born at 5:34 a.m. this morning.
This is the biggest load of crap I've ever heard in my entire life.
This is
I'm actually furious.
Sorry.
I'm furious.
This is crazy. Imagine, can we all get a collective Peppa Pig?
No, we can't. Imagine being an adult man, like, established in your career, doing well for yourself, and you have to say the words Daddy Pig.
He got to break the news.
I'm so sad for him. He's the same guy, we played the clip at the time, he's the same guy who had to announce that she was pregnant in the first place.
Richard Arnold.
I'd say
he went home and was like, darling, I need to think about my life choices.
What do they have on him?
He had a full on interview with Mammy Pig, you know, on Good Morning Britain. It is the most stupid story I've ever seen. I have no idea what it's getting so much airtime. I judged our newsreader, Emily, for including it in her bulletin yesterday at 9 o'clock. She said, and breaking news this morning. I said, Emily.
Sorry, lads. Yeah. Now, when one of your friends has a baby, all you do is talk about it.
Yeah.
Why is this? Why are you so against Mummy Pig having a baby?
None of my friends are a cartoon pig.
Is it not still good to know that Mummy Pig and Daddy Pig still have love there? No, isn't that, there's still
it's
some,
not good to know, Dave. Indeed.
Still some friction in the house, you know what I mean? It's still a little wood fire burning.
Yeah, no, I'm delighted about that, to be fair. Why is it getting so much airtime? That's what I'm here to investigate. There's a Hello magazine spread. They
no,
did an
not.
Interview with Mummy Pig and Daddy Pig. All different pictures in the house. Like Daddy Pig talking about how many hours they were in labour. Daddy Pig talking about how they got there. You can't always trust a sat nav in an emergency. I saw another article from the Irish Independent. Hang
shame
your heads
on you.
In shame.
It's about time they started reporting on real news.
Mummy Pig gave birth in the same ward as Kate Middleton.
I am sorry.
Now, I am human. It actually riles me up more than it should. I'm getting really, 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 really irate.
And the person
it.
Outside with the bell.
Mummy Pig having to come out and get ready, like whether she's still, like, you know, in bits from a C-section or not. The exclusive maternity ward at St. Mary's Hospital in Paddington is where Kate Middleton gave birth to all three of her children, with prices starting at £5,900 a night and escalating to £7,500 for a deluxe package. Okay, who paid for that for Mummy Pig? Was that the UK taxpayer? Because I would
it's all
be
on
riding
the NHS.
Out in the street. Okay. So I have some conspiracies.
There's got to be something.
Yeah. Why is this getting so much airtime? I'm going to start with the basic and lead on to the slightly weird. First up, if anyone was looking at... Okay, so if you just zoom in on baby Evie's baby grow, it's branded with Good Morning Britain in a lot of the pictures. What's going on at Good Morning Britain? What are they trying to hide? Well, I gave them a little bit of a Google this morning. There were also headlines about budget cuts, roster cuts, and air quotes, crisis at ITV, as Good Morning Britain is facing the biggest overhaul in its 11-year history as bosses try to cut costs. They're like, quick, Peppa's ma, you're delivering the baby. Maybe now we need to hide all this stuff. Okay, Richard Arnold, who's had to break that news Peppa's mom was pregnant and that they delivered the baby.
Please call her by her government name.
Mummy Pig.
Likes, oh God, that's okay, killing her inside.
Richard Arnold likes to eat raw sausages in the ITV bathrooms, and Mummy Pig caught him and said, "You are going to run this story for me, and you are going to deliver the news every day."
That makes kind of sense.
Yeah, I think so. Mummy Pig knows where Lorraine's really been on her day. Lorraine is in the Illuminati with Beyonce and the rest of them.
Yeah, she's got her
fingers on the nuclear weapons. The Pig family are going to be launched as the newest members of the UK's Conservative Party.
Okay.
Amidst headlines that the Tories have hit rock bottom after their lowest placing ever in a recent YouGov voting intention poll. Do you know what I mean? I feel like they think that the Pig family is what's going to get them back. Big, big goose at Christmas vibes off the Pig family, don't you think? Big Tory heads on them, especially that little fecker George. The UK is running out of pork because of global warming and is about to introduce itself as being halal. So that's why they've got these pigs as their spokesperson.
Very good.
They're humanising pigs. You can't eat them.
That makes sense.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Finally, this is a news story that was launched by Kris Jenner to deflect from her facelift.
Huge.
I think. She knows how to spin a story.
She sure does.
To distract from what's really going on.
I did get a fright when I saw the face.
Whose face is it? Who is she wearing?
Yeah.
Literally.
Oh, can we all get a collective Peppa Pig?
I will fight you.
Morning. What's happening this week on the show? We're getting tasty with Taste of Dublin in association with international furnishing retailer Yusk. You can enjoy Ireland's best chefs, hottest restaurants, finest artists and producers, and incredible live musical entertainment where food lovers feast.
It is on from Thursday 12th to Sunday 15th of June in Merrion Square, and you can get your tickets now from tasteofdublin.ie.
We have a pair of tickets to give away on the show this morning, and you can be winning yourself a €1,000 Yusk voucher by Friday. On to give this a go this morning. Let's go with Al.
Hello.
Hi, Al. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. How are you?
How are you, Al?
Hi, Al.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, aww. You sound like you're busy. There's like phones ringing and stuff in the background. What do you want?
Oh, yeah. There's a delay on my watch ringing, so it's going through like that. Yeah.
Doing very well for yourself. Here's a watch that
very
rings.
Very technological.
Mm-hmm. What's the crack of the day? What's the story for the rest of the day?
I'm just heading into work now.
What do you do?
A broker, insurance broker.
Oh, a lot of insurance heads on the call this morning.
Listen, Listen, we'd love to sort you with your tickets to Taste of Dublin and get you a 1,000 euro voucher for Yisk on Friday's show.
If you potentially get, you know, ahead of the leaderboard. Basically, we got 30 seconds on the clock. Producer Callum Al is going to hold up a load of different words to do with food, and we are going to describe them to you without saying the actual word, and you have to guess the word that we're describing. The more points you score, the better chance you'll have at the end of the week to win that 1,000 euro Yisk voucher, but you've already won that pair of Taste of Dublin tickets, so congratulations on that.
So at the moment, Zoe... Yes, it's savage indeed. It is, Al. So Zoe's at the top of the leaderboard at the moment with a score of 5. So you will need 6 or more to go on top. But first, who you have to pick who you want to play with. Emma, Dave or Fiona.
So essentially, who's going to do the describing for you?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll go with Dave.
Oh, I'm very fragile today, Al, to be honest. But I'll do my best for you. I'll do my best for you. Right, 30 seconds on the clock.
Let's kick off in 3, 2, 1.
All right, this is Triangular Domino's, and it's you eat it. It's
a pizza.
Yeah, there you go. This one you put on toast. It's yellow. Spread.
Butter.
Yeah.
Butter.
Yeah. This one Coca pot.
Noodle.
Yeah, there you go. This is an Italian dish. Fusilli and spaghetti.
Pasta.
Yeah, there you go. This one it comes with it was like bacon and you know you have it in a brunch. It's like it comes from a pig.
Pork.
That was my bad. It was sausages. Yeah. I didn't even know how to describe sausages.
You're very good to help Dave out there now with all of your hand signals. Eh?
No, he's had a rough morning.
I have had a rough morning, yeah. And so has Al, because you only got a score of 4, Al. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
But you did win those Taste of Dublin tickets, so congratulations.
Well done, Al. We love it.
Have a great morning, Al.
Good luck, Al.
Bye-bye.
That's not my fault. Al should not have chose me.
No, that is the South Dublin coming out in you now, saying you have a sausage in a brunch.
What are you talking about? A sausage in a brunch?
I've been hanging out with you too much.
No, since 11. I wouldn't do that.
It's for your brekkie.
It's triangular. You eat it.
Spins Fully Charged is on. Waking you up
with McDonald's. Start your day the Mac Cafe way, made with 100% fresh Arabica beans.
Spin. 1038. Dublin.
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. Let's go!
Good morning.
Hey!
Hey, it's meant to be really, really, really hot today. 21 Ooh. Degrees and sunshine.
Fantastic. We deserve this.
Yeah,
we haven't had this
for... We never get this.
We haven't had this in 2 days.
Yeah.
What a joke.
Now, tell us the bad news then.
It's all wrapping up in a few days, but it'll be back. I reckon the summer's going to be good.
No, it's meant to be a good summer.
Okay.
By all accounts.
Okay.
Producer Callum just wants me to shame myself on the airwaves and on video this morning.
Oh.
I have a nail appointment today, so I was like, don't forget to bring your AirPods, because it can be very long and boring.
You wear your AirPods while getting your nails done?
Yeah.
Is that not seen as a bit like...
They don't really... It depends on who you get. If they're chatty, I'll turn off what I'm listening to and chat, but most of the time they're already fancy chatting.
It's kind of boring,
like slow while processed.
And you can't go on your phone because your hands are both being used.
So I just need a podcast or just something. To be honest, to keep me awake, because every time I sit down in that nail salon chair, I'm like...
I'm like that in the barbers, as soon as I get my hair cut, I'm like...
I'll send you guys our voice notes for the for nails and...
Every 4 minutes, just like, wake up!
Yeah, do please. But basically, I brought it in today and I was charging up my case this morning, and Callum was revolted by what he saw. Not on the inside, mind you. That's... Actually, don't look in there. But the outside is gross. I'm going to display it to the room in 3, 2, 1. That is my AirPods case.
Oh my God, do you know what it looks like? It looks like one of those rubbers that you had in school to like erase pencil, and you kept it in your pencil case for like years.
It does.
Yeah, so it has all the like chippings from the pencil on it, kind of grey. Yeah, it's miserable looking, and I'm sad about it, but I've tried my best to clean it. But essentially, I had it in the pocket of a new pair of jeans, I think, and the dye ran. So there's no way of getting it off, and I refuse to spend money on a new case. I'm like, they're just ugly, but I don't really...
There's elbow grease now, Emma.
Elbow, yeah, I was going to say that as well. The literal brand elbow grease, not as in like putting a bit of work. But that's... Is there
a brand called...
I didn't even know there was a brand called elbow grease.
Oh my God, aging myself. It gets everything out. It's very good.
Really?
But like, that's not dirty. Do you know what I mean? It's just not a stain.
It's just broken.
It's not dirty, but it's
broken. You want a new AirPods.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Adam Pearce and Move on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's almost 9:10.
Yeah. We know all right. What that means.
It's after 9 o'clock. I presume kids aren't listening. Yeah. That's your warning, Mom.
And if you're
Dad.
On the hop, you're already bad.
You can't get much worse.
A new survey basically has been looking at the type of music that men and women listen to before having her.
Imagine it was this.
I think this would be good,
isn't it? No.
Bit too on the nose.
Ranny, my pony. You'd just break out into song.
Well, you know the lyrics.
So it's genuine.
Look, the research was carried out. 661 members took part in this survey. Oh. You know the dating site Ashley Madison?
It's dodgy. I've heard
of it. Oh. Anyway, we won't go into that, but it's kind of
really
for people who are on the lookout for something outside of their relationship, right?
Yeah, it was for cheating.
Yeah, it's not great. France. Anyway. It found that 71% of women listen to music before sex. Mm. 51%.
Can we say sex? Are we allowed to say that?
Oh, I'll just say it. Okay, cool. 71% of women listen to a certain tunes to get in the mood before having sex.
Yeah.
And then 51% of men will do the same before having sex. I find that very hard to believe. I've never once been like, oh God, might be happening in a while. I better throw on a playlist.
And you're like, I believe in a thing called love.
Just listen to the rhythm. Like, I can't imagine it.
I know for women, it's a thing, like, while you're getting prepared, like, while you're doing the tan, moisturising the bits and the bobs.
Sorry,
and curling the eyelashes, perhaps.
You can before...
No, not me.
Excuse me.
Some people out
there. These are both unmarried women.
Yeah, no, I'm just...
What
I'm
are you
just
talking
saying.
About?
There's a few playlists on Spotify that are, like, getting ready for
stop
my
pretending you've done
come
the deed.
Over kind of thing.
Okay.
And it's, like, they're getting in that sexy mood, but, like...
They're literally putting on their lashes for that. What a waste of lovely eyelashes. Yeah. A joke. Okay, it turns out that lads are more into tunes from male singers. And this song from 2006 came out on top as a song to get women in the mood for a bit of... I don't wanna
do the thing stop. I don't just a bit of trauma.
I am screaming, no. Every time I
walk out the door, not S&M, this.
Not S&M. One of the most depressing songs Rihanna has ever released. Now, it is about her cheating on her fella.
Yeah.
It's called Unfaithful. It was released a long time ago. And apparently that makes women want it. Weird.
How do you
start playing it around the house later, lads. Rihanna.
How do you both feel listening to that song?
Sad.
I feel ready to go.
Now, for lads, this came out on top.
No, it didn't.
I promise.
Stop it. That must be because, like, the nightclub is ending.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Maybe.
That's
coming
ridiculous.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing...
Just fine.
Yeah. Okay,
no.
Again, start playing them around the house later and see what happens. Let's amuse ourselves further, though, and let's play a little game of, is this song one that people say they play before sex or have I made it up? Okay?
Okay.
Number one. So just
hold on. Yeah, anything by The Weeknd, yeah.
It's Drake.
Oh.
But I like that you said it with your titties.
Anything with Drake.
That last.
Yes.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Oh. No way.
I made that one up.
That's a sexy song.
What about this one?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, as I said, anything by The Weeknd.
Absolutely.
Do you think so?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Beautiful Liar, Beyonce and Shakira.
What that?
Guys, get me on the golden ticket now.
Yeah. Jeez, you're getting real riled up.
Yeah,
you really enjoyed that, did you?
Is it on the list?
It is. Correct. Yeah, spot on. And you know what? At the time, I just sang along to that song. It's actually depicting two women who discover they've been cheated on by the same guy and then they kind of unite in power instead of being jealous of each other.
Love it.
It's very powerful. But again, what
I just feel like this stuff would put me off if I was listening to these songs.
Yeah.
Like.
What about this? A little bit of Mary.
I will do that next time. I will put that on.
Clearly not, though. But I love it.
No, there's no way.
It's on the list. Sorry, I meant to do the other way around. You're wrong. It is on the list.
Oh, my God.
People are into Mambo number 5 with that in mind.
I mean, that is a sexy dance.
It is.
I mean,
you can really swing the hips with that, can't you?
Yeah, no, I'd say it's on the list.
I'm saying no.
In that case, it's not on the list.
Ah.
And finally, what about this banger? Please excuse me, I don't mean to be
rude, but tonight I'm loving you. There's no way that you just came up with that one. It has to be on the list.
Fiona?
It kind of reminds you of, like, you know, on your Leaving Cert holiday, like went down to the beach with some lad. Or not that that happened to me or anything. But I'd say that's on the list.
It's actually not, I mean.
I'm only messing about
Rihanna's Unfaithful, The Killers, Mr. Brightside, Beautiful Liar, Beyonce and Shakira, Mambo number 5.
What a weird list. Who did they interview?
The 661.
Someone who's never had sex.
But honestly, the 661 members of this dating site that's for, I get it now, they're all into the songs that are about cheating and getting with loads of women, like Mambo number 5, because it's literally a website designed for people who want to cheat on their partners. So that is probably why it's coming up like that, right?
Why didn't they just interview the extra 8 people? Do you know what I mean?
You're listening to Spin. Good morning. It's Raven Lynae, Love Me Not on Spin, Summer's number one hit music station. Absolutely cracking out there at the moment. We are watching a live stream at the moment of Dublin Port, by the way, in studio, just to get an idea of what the weather is like and get a vibe.
Why are we from Northern Ireland?
I don't know.
Big port culture.
Yeah,
in the north.
Yeah. We're watching ships come in and out all morning.
It's honestly fantastic.
It's so good, but the Pillbag Towers were covered in clouds earlier, and now it's completely cleared. Blue skies.
It's lovely.
It's very distracting for Dave and Fiona. I think Callum's probably regretting his decisions to put that up there. I'm facing with my back to the screen and everyone's just staring behind me.
It's really helped me today. I feel
like a child when Paw Patrol goes on. Like, it's mesmerising.
Speaking of being helpful, I want to talk about ChatGPT again. Reason being, a couple of weeks ago, I put up on my story and I just said, has anyone not used ChatGPT yet? And I gave a little poll, right? And I said,
I'm interested in the results.
I've never used it. I've used it a few times. I use it a good bit, or I use it every single day. I was surprised that 37% of people who saw this thing, like it was only like 1,000 people or something, 37% of people who actually voted on it said, I've never used ChatGPT. And I was genuinely really shocked with this because I use it every day. I use it for like, coming up with or summarizing things or whatever, or how to write an email or different things like that.
I was chatting to my girl yesterday and I said, can we just chat more later? I have to go. And she left me an ex.
You're a ChatGPT?
My girl, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You
said, of course, we'll chat later.
You're not meant to do that now.
Why?
It costs them millions and millions of dollars. It's something bad anyway.
Millions of litres of water.
To say please and thank you.
I'm just saying she left me the ex, I didn't.
Yeah, that's on her.
One of the people who said that I'd never used it was my dad, right? And he was talking about it while I was at home at the weekend. And he was then talking about, we kind of moved on, and he was talking about the garden. He was saying he'd like to do up the garden. I was like, yeah, great, get rid of all my inheritance, just spend it on the garden, fantastic. So he wants to do up the back garden, but he didn't really know what he wanted to do. And I was like, just get ChatGPT to do it. And he was like, sure, what's it going to do? Describe me my garden. I was like, no, put a photo of the garden in and it'll create a garden. Anyway, it basically designed my dad's back garden for him, right? And he fell in love instantly, right?
And the before and afters of this, you know, like, I loved gardening shows or any kind of like house
thing.
Yeah.
Renovations, any of those shows growing up. And when you put the photo of Dave's garden as it is, which is lovely as it is, or his parents' garden, and then to the one that ChatGPT has come up with, it's so satisfying to be like, it's confusing because anything else would be like, oh my God, they've done this work on the garden. Obviously, it's just an idea, but it's fabulous. Yeah.
It was a bit modern looking for me, I'll say.
The design.
Feedback for chat.
Interesting. Yeah. I really liked it anyway. So, and he fell in love with it and he was like, I would have paid a designer. So RIP designers, my bad.
Yeah.
I did mess this up for you. But he just fell in love with it. And I think that's exactly what he wants to do. I think he just wants to copy ChatGPT. Mm.
Yeah.
I think, but now what he's done is he has now downloaded it himself.
Oh no.
And is now using it. And so he's going around the house taking pictures of random things and put it into ChatGPT and be like, just make this better or design this
or whatever. A picture of your ma.
Yeah. You couldn't possibly improve on Grania. Make this better. Yassify her. So we went out the back garden, he took a picture of the trees and he was just like, make them better. And so they basically cut the trees for him.
Right,
they look terrible. They look really, really bad.
Do you know what? I'm going to do that to my bedroom later because it's just a bit meh. And I don't know what to do with it.
Well, there you go. And then he went into my brother's room when he lived there. And he was like, make it better. And I think that's just the prompt he's using, make it better. And so ChatGPT designed it as a bedroom or whatever. Now I'm just kind of worried, what is he going to use it for? Do you know what I mean? Is he going to use it to start texting me back?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, my dad's famously only say K and it comes up. My dad, if you get a K from my dad, it's a huge deal.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, he's in a really good mood.
Oh, he's going to be sending you back such wordy texts.
Honestly, I'm worried about that.
Oh, God.
So, don't tell your parents about ChatGPT because they will just fall in love with it. It's like when you introduce your parents to, like, Facebook, and they were like, what's that? That's ridiculous. And now they will not stop telling you anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what? I do feel really sorry for in the ChatGPT game. Sorry to be a Debbie Downer, but like, it's fact, like, graphic designers.
Oh, it's terrible.
I know a girl who runs a business and like needs some stuff done with a graphic designer and has a graphic designer on hand all the time. She said that her graphic designer's workload is down to 50% of what it was.
It's
because
so bad.
Basically people are going, I can now envision, sorry, I can never say that word, the design myself on ChatGPT, yeah, and then go to you going, can you improve on that? Rather than the graphic designer from the initial stage coming up with the concept.
We could talk for hours about
how many
jobs it's going to take. But but for dad, dad is happy. Dad's got a new pal and a new designer. So he's happy.
Well, he'll really, really be stuck in when his ChatGPT starts leaving him exes.
Yeah.
That's when he'll know, whoa.
Here's one dad who's not happy.
Exactly, true that. Miley Cyrus's dad, Billy Ray, not having a great time at the moment. Here she is, though, End of the World at Spin.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Miley Cyrus and End of the World on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. And as we were mentioning all morning, it is just going to be a class day today. 21 degrees in parts of Dublin. But sadly, not to be this negative person, and I know you're probably hearing this on the radio all morning, but it's not going to last. But hopefully it'll come back.
Irish of us, isn't it?
It's not going to last.
It won't last.
Enjoy that.
Don't get used to it.
We've had a whopper May, in fairness. Mm. Thanks, weather. But
weather.
a round of applause for the weather.
I'm going to give the weather a standing ovation. Right, what do you actually think? It's been really, really good for the old head nods. You know?
One thing that is going to last, and one thing that has lasted, is the golden bloody ticket.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm my God.
A broken woman from talking about this holiday.
It's unbelievable. Like, it's, I feel like we've had this for years.
Yeah.
But,
Fiona's only been here 3 weeks. Are you sick of talking about it yet?
Kind of. I want someone to win.
No, you've never experienced a win before. Oh, it's huge.
I want to feel something in this studio.
Yeah, fair enough.
What's great is, obviously, with the weather changing later in the week, you could have a beautiful holiday lined up, a free holiday at that, when that happens, inevitably. So look, if you'd like to enter, what we need from you is the word golden in a WhatsApp, and you could be going off to Fuerteventura for 7 nights, staying in a lovely place called Pierre in Vacances Village. And it's a full week, all the thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Pierre in Vacances Village have renovated since we've been talking.
Oh, yeah.
Probably look completely different.
Completely different.
You know what? Maybe they've changed their name.
Yeah. We'll
figure it out if you win.
Pierre and Pakencies, they're called.
Will it ever happen? I really hope so. The golden ticket has been won. It's been tried and tested. It's been won several times, and we are desperate for a winner. So look, please give it a lash this morning. Golden in a WhatsApp to register, and our number is 087-711-1038.
Do it.
Lady Gaga and Abracadabra on Spin.
Get ready. Spin
103
Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah. All right, let's abracadabra you a holiday, will we? 7 nights in the sun, thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. We want to sort you out with your flights and 7 nights at Pierre and Vacancies Village in Fuerteventura.
Oh, you can do the
thing. Thank you. Wow, I'm so jealous.
I went to drama school, guys.
Yeah, but
I can only do the thing where it's like, but I can't.
That's
like,
good.
Yeah, but that's only like to growl. I can't do like.
No, but you can roll your oar. Like
it rolled there. Just you did a trill.
It's just a bit of saliva, lads. Maybe
good.
I can do it.
Between my lack of accents and lack of rolling my tongue is useless.
Emma,
can you curl it around?
Oh yeah, I can do this thing where you like curl it in on top of each other.
Oh well, that's amazing.
Oh yeah. There you go.
Anyway, apart from that, it's
a pity that this is such a visual thing we're doing.
I know. Naomi is on to give this a go this morning. We are desperate to give away this holiday. Are you feeling confident?
Well, we'll give it a go anyway.
I need more confidence than that.
Okay, let's do this.
Yes, Naomi.
You can say, I can do this. This is for me. I'm going to win a holiday in the next few minutes.
I believe in you, Naomi.
So.
You can do this. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. I presume you've heard this game before, have you?
Yeah.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25,
that's right. Yeah, and do you know how many songs are going to play?
4 or 5. 5,
yeah. 25 seconds go on the clock.
Chancing
5 songs and artists going to play. If you guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds, you win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one, Naomi. You can only do that once, obviously, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can get gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Naomi?
Yeah, 100%.
Can I ask you, Naomi, are you around other people at the moment?
No, I have you playing on Alexa. You were like, woof and turn her off.
Oh, no, you're fine. No, you're fine.
You're grand.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if there was someone there to help you out. That's no problem, but it would have to be you that gives the answers. But that's grand. You're playing on your own. Go on, girl.
We believe in you. Naomi, where are you from?
Okay.
Westmead. Oh, what part of Westmead?
I live in Rochford Bridge.
I don't know why I asked that question, because I only know one place in Westmead.
Rochford Bridge. I know.
Naomi, I used to live in Westmead as well. That was my address.
Is that Lone in Westmead?
One part of the river is, yeah, and I was on that side of the Shannon.
Is that Lone in Westmead?
No. You're hearing things. All right, Naomi, let's see if we can get you a holiday, because I imagine you need one. Here we go with 25 seconds on the clock. Song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. This ain't
Texas.
Texas
Hold'em by Beyonce.
Stop the clock.
Easy.
Easy peasy. Beyonce, Texas Hold'em. I feel like you got that quick enough.
Incredible. You got that in 4 seconds. Yay. Actually, you kind of got it in like 3.3 seconds. So unbelievable. If you keep playing that way, I feel like we could be giving away this holiday
today. Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to hell yeah.
I believe in you, Naomi. Here we go for song two with a swap still remaining. Song two plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Espresso,
Sabrina Carpenter. Got the clock. Yes, Naomi.
Go on, girl.
You are so good at this game, Naomi.
Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso. And again, I'd say minimal time was wasted there.
Yeah, you've got 19 seconds left on the clock.
Oh, I'm sweating.
My God, this is loads of time.
You are doing unbelievably well.
Honestly, we could start the timer. Okay. You could go make a cup of tea. Here we go. With 19 seconds left on the clock, if we get song three, we'll be halfway there. Song three plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Our love is alive.
Australian DJ.
Swap it, Naomi. Swap it.
Just swap it.
Stumbling In by Cheryl.
Stop the clock. Oh, no.
Is that it?
Cheryl Stumbling In, but you wasted like 12 seconds on that one.
Sorry. It's all right.
She's got 8 seconds left, we're saying. We're calling that 8.
Okay, essentially we have 4 seconds per song to play with here.
And you got the first song in like 3 seconds, so just lean in. You know in your heart that you have this.
And I'm going to say, Naomi, because we're backing you here so heavily, if you know when we play song four that you don't know it, you need to say the word swap straight away and we'll be back to your 7 seconds, okay?
This is the last time you could potentially use the swap. All right, here we go with basically 8 seconds on the clock, 7.9 seconds on the clock, and song four, I think, is easier than song three.
Yeah, personally. I think you'll know it.
Here we go. Song four plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. I caught it bad just today.
Swap.
All right, let's swap it out.
Yeah, that's really good use of the swap. It's Lil Nas X and Montero, Call Me By Your Name. But look, we haven't actually heard that one in a while. It was huge for a time, but good use of the swap.
The main thing is you did it really quickly, which is what we need. So you're back to 8 seconds for the next 2 songs. Brand new song.
We believe in you, Naomi. Song four, brand new one. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
I want to cry,
and Naomi, that is not your fault.
It's a hard song.
Incredible player.
I'm so sad.
You were so good.
That was Adam Porte and the song Move.
Yeah, I know.
That's all right.
Naomi, did you have...
And you know what? It gives me a bit of peace that you know you wouldn't have known it. Do you know what I mean?
I definitely wouldn't have known the artist of it.
Naomi, have you stopped sweating now?
I know. Go outside now and cool down in our lovely Irish weather.
Beautiful. Naomi, thank you so much for playing.
Bye, Naomi.
Bye. Thanks for
good
being
back. Bye.
Bye. What a doll. What a shame.
I love her.
Naomi.
She's great. Adam Porte and Move. I think that song has been really, really big for a while, but Adam Porte isn't really a very known name yet. Do you know what I mean? If he had like 10 successful singles, he'd be a household name by now, but he's not. That's a great name,
but he's not really that known. Apparently, he's a German DJ. He has 732,000 followers on Instagram, and he's followed by Lando Norris.
But you know what? I think Naomi missed a trick, because there's several other artists that collaborate on the Adam Porte song. She could have given us any of their names.
About 48 of them. There's Strive, Kinda Music.
It's kind of music.
You could have said that if you're like, oh, I don't know what that is. It's kind of music. Orso and Malachi.
With 3 eyes.
How would she have done that?
Malachi.
If you want to play tomorrow, get in touch with the word golden. Look, we're getting somewhere, aren't we? That's really good gameplay this morning.
She was incredible.
Let's try and give this away by Friday.
It's like two steps forward, one step back with this bloody game.
I know. Golden. Send in a WhatsApp to register 087-711-1038. Post Malone now at Spin.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Oh, let's go indeed.
You still here?
Gather around. I'm just ignoring that now. yes, I am. And gather around, children, because I am here to feed you. All I have written on my sheet today is Pedro Pascal. And just because...
What more do you need?
I think that's all we need to say. Anyway, see you later. This is great. I don't know if anyone's been following just the wall-to-wall Pedro Pascal arm content on Instagram.
The arm content?
This week. He was at a red carpet and he got the arms out. He wore like this tank top. If anyone doesn't know, Pedro Pascal is a beautiful actor inside and out. He plays Joel on The Last of Us, if anyone's watching that. Mm. He also was someone in Game of Thrones. And he also is in... What's that? The Mandalorian. But they are cursed because they cover his face in the whole movie. And it's all about the little baby Yoda.
You know Dakota Johnson? She was a Fifty Shades of Grey.
They were just in that photo shoot together.
Yeah. Is his name Chris O'Dowd?
I don't know who the guy was in the middle. But it was Dakota and Pedro. Anyway.
And they're promoing some new movie. But she's surrounded in all the promo Dakota is by these two absolute... She's obviously beautiful.
Yeah.
These absolute rides.
I love it for Dakota. It's what she always deserves.
She's in everything these days. So everything that's been released, boom, is Pedro Pascal.
Do you think?
It's everything.
I know, but people are feral for him. People are gasping. I was going to talk about this yesterday, but we were talking about your irrational childhood crushes, so I was like, I can't come across as an absolute, like, ragged straight cat with how obsessed I am. I'm just going to read some of my favourite comments that we've had from Pedro Pascal this week under pictures of him. Thank you, God, Allah, and Mother Nature for Pedro Pascal. Pedro invented arms. Michelangelo could never. Picture of Pedro. I just barked. my new religion is Pedro Pascal's arms. I feel like a Victorian man seeing a woman's ankle for the first time. Just a picture of Pedro Pascal.
Fabulous.
My fiancé said, dude has women by the ovaries. Sure.
Isn't that the truth?
It's everywhere, all over my Instagram. Listen, we are back tomorrow, waking up from 7 a.m. Michaela is on the way. As we mentioned earlier on, it's going to go to 21 degrees in Dublin today. So if you can get out and...
Get the baps out.
Go and enjoy. Get the tatas out.
Get the baps out for Pedro.
That's a callback to something we did last week. Sorry, I wasn't just being a creep.
We'll catch you in the morning.
Good luck.
Bye. Let's go, hey!
Welcome to Birch Lane, where you can find a fresh take on classic furniture and decor. Every piece is handpicked and crafted to last for years to come. At Birch Lane, you can explore everything from outdoor sets to living room furniture and everything in between. And get fast, free shipping. It's classic style for joyful living. Shop now at birchlane.com.